News in brief at Press TV. Iran's president says his country poses no threat to the world, but rather is a harbinger of peace and security in the region. Hassan Rouhani said the Iranian nation is ready for cooperation with the international community based on mutual respect. He also censured Western countries for imposing, quote, unjust sanctions on other countries. Meanwhile, the Iranian president's landmark speech at the UN has apparently angered Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, who called it cynical and accused Rouhani of, quote, hypocrisy. He said Iran wants to use the talks to buy time to develop nuclear weapons. The Israeli delegation also called the speech an attempt to cheat the world. On the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, the Iranian president has met with French President François Hollande. Hassan Rouhani also held talks with International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde. The IMF says the possibility of one of its delegations visiting Iran will be discussed at upcoming meetings in Washington. The U.S. president says resolving differences with Iran over Tehran's nuclear energy program can bring about a possible thaw in the two countries' ties. He was speaking at the opening of the 68th U.N. General Assembly. Obama also acknowledged the U.S.'s interference in Iran's internal affairs in the past. Several insurgent groups fighting the Syrian government say they do not recognize any foreign-backed opposition group, including the so-called Syrian National Coalition. They've also criticized the opposition's provisional government led by Ahmed Tome. The group include the so-called Free Syrian Army and Al-Qaeda-linked Takfiri groups such as Al-Nusra Front. The divided U.S. Congress is struggling to approve a stopgap spending bill to keep the government's doors open. Lawmakers are particularly divided over Obama's health care law. Meanwhile, the White House has warned federal agencies to prepare for a government shutdown. The death toll from Pakistan's earthquake has risen to over 200. Hundreds of others have also been injured in the 7.8 magnitude quake, which hit several cities in the south, including Karachi, Hyderabad, Quetta, and Kalat. Palestinians in Gaza have taken to the streets to show support for Jerusalem al-Quds. All Palestinian factions participated in a rally to call for resistance against Israeli occupation. The protest comes as Israeli forces and settlers continue their aggression against Palestinians in the occupied city.